Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Scene 1. Interior. Goat and Arms Pub. Evening. David has put on a women's darts competition in the bar, and it's very busy. Oh, this is going pretty well, David.
It's going incredibly well. You know, I've opened my eyes that there's more than just blokes who like pubs. There's now women. I've become a feminist, and because of that, I'm making a lot of money. Believe me, Brian.
In what way have you become a feminist?
Just in the case that women need to be respected equally to men, and because of that, you know, give them some darts. They drink lots of shandy and Petrescu. What's it called? What's that drink they like?
Petrescu?
No, not Petrescu. help me out here, Brian. What's it?
Don't talk to me like that.
Sorry. Apologies.
What? Hello, babe. When's the second round starting?
The second round, babe. I don't mind a bit of banter over the bar, babe.
Hello.
Aya, you look pretty nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to him.
Well, thank you. Goodness me. Compliments from the female dance team. The second round to be...
Take a look at my boobies.
Take a look or don't look. Sorry, I'm not going to look either way, even if you invite me, that'd be inappropriate. I was just saying to Brian here, I'm offended.
I said don't look at
my apologise. I will look up at the beams on the ceiling of the pub. And I'd happily tell you, as an equal, that the round two is in a 15 minutes time. Okay.
Have you put my name down?
I haven't. What is your name, please?
Well, I told you it about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I wasn't concentrating. But I've got the name of a drink, and it's
what's her name, David? She's bothered to turn up for your bloody competition.
Barbara.
No.
It's really gone. Listen, if I just keep listing names, it'll just become more and more rude.
Tess, you bastard.
Tess.
Blimey,
look
at her.
Girl power. No, good on you. You call me a bastard. We have been for the last few centuries, and it's time to call a spade a spade. I'm a bastard.
Hello, David. It's
Listen, we're having a darts evening with a lot of...
I know. I've applied to play.
It's not really your sort of scene, to say the truth. It's for modern feminists. And I think you're more of a, you know, more of a...
I haven't seen you for 3 or 4 days, David.
That's because, you know, I've now opened the bar up to a wider audience.
I think I'm going to leave you two
to it. No, Brian, you don't have to go.
I would like to talk to you in private, David.
Can we maybe book another time? Because as you...
I think I'll leave you two to it.
No, Brian, please. Don't. Please don't. Please stay.
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
Well, no. You haven't finished your square crisps yet. You don't have to go anywhere.
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
No. I mean, they say three's a crowd, but it's more like the three musketeers of us.
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
No, well, I can... Do you want another packet of crisps if you stay?
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
You wanted a drink, do you? I can get you a drink?
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
I prefer
can
if you didn't.
Talk to him, please?
I think I'll leave you two to it. You obviously need to talk to one another.
I prefer if you didn't, though. I'd like to put my foot down.
No, I think I'll leave you two to it.
Are you just going to leave the whole pub or just go on the other side of the room?
David?
Yes?
Why haven't you spoken to me for ages?
Because, you know, I've opened the pub to a wider demographic now. I've been looking at marketing blogs on the internet, and I'm opening it up now to women of a certain, you know, sort of 20s, mid-20s, who are, you know, sort of feminist, empowered, and they love darts, they love bar banter, and they love energy drinks. All three of them I can serve up, and I'm making a lot of money.
Is this something you need to tell me?
There's nothing I need to tell you. Yes, I know you're currently carrying my child.
Are you seeing anybody else, David?
No, I'm not. It's pure just girl power banter. You know.
So you definitely haven't got anyone pregnant?
No, I haven't got anyone else pregnant than you. Absolutely not. I have not shared my
sacred seed
with anyone.
I'm not pregnant, David. I'm not pregnant.
Yes, you are. You said you were pregnant.
So you're talking to me.
So I apologise. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but you said you were...
Cut! David, this is Mrs. Frew.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I apologise.
Learn the script.
Sorry, I apologise. Yes, I have not pregnated Mrs. Frew. I realise that now. Keep continuity. It's vital for a drama.
Sorry, Kathy. He doesn't learn the script. He thinks he can come in here and just, you know, be a, you know... Just learn the script, please.
Brian, Kathy, I apologise.
Okay.
Sorry.
And action.
Is there anything you need to tell me?
Yes, I have accidentally, may I just pull it out, in inverted commas, accidentally got, I'm not going to say a name for data protection reasons, but I've got someone pregnant. All right?
I'm going, bye.
All right,
I'm not playing in your dance competition.
Okay, well, take care and keep it to yourself, the information, please.
Well, you're leaving, what the bloody hell's going on there, then?
Hello, Frank, how are you?
I'm all right. You all right?
Sort of. I've had quite a few sleepless nights since our last little meeting, it has to be said. I've sort of turned into a bit of an insomniac, to say the truth.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Brian. How you doing, boy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Can I have my usual, please, David?
Are you sure this is the best pub for you to have your usual?
Just get his usual. Get him a packet of squares and some red wine and cheese crisps.
All right, okay, fair enough, I suppose.
And some red wine and cheese crisps, please, David.
There we go. You like your crisps and you know what you like, Frank, don't you?
Why are you talking to Frank like
this? No, I don't understand. I don't know. He knows what he likes and he takes it. He's just a bit greedy, I guess, but that's not being rude. Sometimes greed is a good thing, if you know what
right,
you want.
Right, I'm going to watch the girls play darts. I'll see you in a couple of minutes,
Brian, you don't have to go. You can stay.
See you in a bit.
Listen here, David.
Yeah?
Don't you dare tell anybody what happened between us. You hear what I'm saying here, boy?
Yes, I do. I won't tell anybody. I mean,
don't look at me like that, boy. I don't want to see a word leave those lips of yours.
They're not going to leave my lips.
This is between me and you, boy.
Yes, and I'd like to keep it that way, definitely. I don't want anyone to know what you did to me that day up in the lounge, on the couch, against the wall and the...
Cut!
Sorry.
Can you do that bit again? That was bad acting.
Was it really?
And yeah, no, it was poor.
What was missing?
Word of it.
What was...
That day you were in the lounge. It's rubbish. Right, can we do it again, please?
Right, okay, sorry,
okay
sorry.
With that, Peter?
Not at all. No, not at all. I'm happy to go again if you are.
Thank you, Peter.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Okay. And... action.
I don't want to see a word leave those lips of yours, boy.
Believe me, I will not be telling anyone what happened to us that day upstairs in the hallway.
Cut. Can you do it again, please, David? That's crap.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. And action.
It's hard to get a little direction, bro.
I said action.
Sorry.
I don't want to see a word leave those lips of yours again, boy. Sorry, I got that wrong, Brian.
Not at all, Peter. Go again.
Yeah, okay.
I do not want to see
a word leave those lips of yours. Do you understand me, boy?
I understand you. No one will know anything. I don't want anyone to know what happens, all right? We need to take that to the grave. You were having a bad day. You got hot and flustered. You got overexcited. You know, you thought it was Christmas Day, but it's bloody June. I don't know what happened, but it got out.
Cut. That's not in the script.
Sorry. Apologies.
Action.
I don't want to see a word leave those lips yours again, boy.
Verbal contract, they will never leave my lips. Do not worry.
Cut! Scene 2. Exterior. Mrs. Glaucher's drive. Day. David is walking up the drive to talk to Mrs. Glaucher. As he approaches the house, he sees that the window is open, and he sees Mrs. Glaucher talking to her son inside.
Well, Colin, I don't think he knows what's going on.
Well, that's good, Mummy, and I hope it stays that way. He must never know.
He won't know. He thinks I'm pregnant, but I'm not.
No, Mummy, and you must keep tricking him. He must keep believing you're pregnant, because I want to gain control of the Goat and Arms pub.
And you will, Colin. You will.
Dear God, what a that scheming B-I-T-C-H. Bloody...
Cut. It's actually... You meant to say just bitch.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. And action.
That scheming bitch. Oh, my God. To think that I thought for a second... What a fool. I mean, physically, it's impossible that a woman of that vintage age would be able to be pregnated and to produce a new life in her womb. I've been completely snookered here, not snookered, foxed. I can't think of the metaphor, but I've been made to look like a bloody fool.
Hello, is this for Mrs. Glaucher?
Yes, it is. Who are you? Sorry, I shouldn't be so rude. I apologise. I've just been given bad news that...
I'm a postman.
Oh, really? Passed me...
Okay. Bye-bye. Good morning. Bye.
Bye. Well, take care of yourself. Oh, God. I'm going to... Dig deep, Dave. Find the man within you. Knock on that wooden door and talk to Gloucester and the bloody son. I'm going to knock on the door now. I'm going to talk to them. I'm not happy.
Cut. David, you lose your nerve and you decide to just walk home. Action.
Oh, God. What if... Oh, I mean, the son is very big and he's got two big melons as fists. I wouldn't want that against my face. I mean, it's only, you know, it's like it would be dealing with Frank Bruno type of thing. I'm going to leave it for now. I'm going to talk to my lawyer. I might even ask Brian for some advice, but I'm just going to leave it for the time being. Look at them laughing away. I can just see them over the net, through the net curtains, eating cheese, sipping wine, trying to work out how they can bring me down. They'll never get that pub. Over my dead body will they get it, the little shits.
Cut, that's meant to, it's meant to S-H-I-T-S, you're going to pronounce.
Oh, right, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, and action.
They'll never get that pub. Not even, it's over my dead body, the little S-H-I-T-S's.
Cut. Scene 3. Interior. Goat and Arms Pub Cellar. Evening. David is feeding his uncle some beans on toast.
Oh, these are lovely, David.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy them, Uncle Philip, and I love cooking them and smothering your hovis with beans.
Mm.
But we did say you would leave after
One more week, and then I will.
Well, that will mean you've actually stayed here a quarter of a year, 2 months and a half, rent-free, just eating all my beans. And I mean, yeah, you are a relative. We share blood.
Of a year, 2 months and a half.
Is that a quarter of a year? No, it's not. No, quite right. No, you're quite right, because there's not 10 months in a year. There is 12. So let's do the maths. Let's sort that out before we move on to you being, you know, your time here coming to an end. So you've got 2 extra months.
These are lovely beans, David.
They certainly are. What did I say? 2 months and a half. 3 months. No, it's not 3 months. It's 2 months and 3 quarters you've been here. Is that right? You've been here a long time. You've been here the majority of June, July.
Ooh, and David, sounds like your front door's gone. Better go and talk to him.
David climbs up the cellar steps and goes to see who it is.
Hello, David.
Oh, God. Frank, I'm having a not a good day, all right? A woman who
What's the problem, boy?
Well,
Are you talking to me like that?
Well, yeah, it's not... I'm not having a go at you. I mean, you're not exactly the most positive person in my life right now, but...
Why am I not positive, boy? Why am I not positive?
Well, we both know what happened last week, and it was just really...
What do you mean, what happened last week? What are you talking about, boy?
When you manhandled me last week, when I was manhandled like a... You know, like a, I don't know, like a, someone's mitten. Just put your hand in, took what you wanted and wandered off.
What you're talking about, David? What do you mean?
Well, you must be suffering from amnesia then or something. Because you took what's the most vital thing. More important than my pub or my bank account, my sanity and my dignity. You put them in both of your back pockets of your denim jeans and you swaggered out like John Wayne.
Can you just be a little bit clearer, please, David? I don't know what you're talking about. I've not done anything like that. I've just had packets of squares and my red wine and cheese crisps. I don't know what you're talking about here, David.
So you're saying to me you didn't march me upstairs and, deflower me in the hallway?
Can you be clearer what you're suggesting? What are you suggesting, boy?
Okay, I'll describe it in a very medical sense, all right? Like I'm a doctor and we're in Harley Street, in a hospital. You penetrated me, simple as that. There you go, penetration took place under this roof. And I had not signed a contract to say I agree with being penetrated. And it just took place.
David, I've got something to tell you, boy.
What's that?
That wasn't me. That was my identical brother, Charlie.
Oh, and God.
And he does this all the time to me, do you? Well, and I feel terrible for you.
Can I just say, first of all, I feel terrible for accusing you of man rape. You know what I mean? It's a very strong term, and I really am apologetic at that. And secondly, it's good to know that I am now still a good judge of character. Because I never thought you were a molester, ever. Every time I served you, cheese and wine crisps.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, God.
Mrs. Frew.
Mrs. Frew, this is not a good... Do you know what? I am coming to breaking point here.
David, I need to tell you something.
Oh, what's that? Please. Sorry, I'm being rude. I'm being a bit off. Frank's just giving me some news. And sorry, Mrs. Frew. Express yourself, please.
My husband, Mr. Frew.
Oh, yes.
Was your grandfather. Father.
Right, I'm trying to work out the maths behind that. So that would be your husband, Mr. Frew, is my grandfather. So he is the father of my mother. So that doesn't mean... we've never had actual intercourse or anything, so we're not sleeping within the family. We've only had a few rolls in the hay type of thing.
No, we have.
Well, I suppose in a way it was very brief, but I guess it was within that window. We had a sex window together, and it was a very, very short one.
In my bed.
Yes,
in
very
my bed,
true.
In my bed.
And I think.
So what does that make me, David?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? You're not my gran. You're not my actual gran because.
I am.
But not via blood. It's not... I've had an affair with my gran. Oh, God, what a nightmare. This is just a complete sexual conundrum. This is a genetic disaster. The main thing is we're not genetically related. So it's my gran... If I was to have sex with my granddad, that's when it would just be a DNA disaster, a complete Armageddon.
David.
Yes?
You're my grandson.
Cut! Oh, well acted, David.
No, thank you.
Thank
good
you
script.
Very much, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you, Peter.
No, not at all. I'm happy with my performance.
I'm always happy with your performance, mate.
Thank you very much, David, for letting me act opposite you. Yeah, but like I said, I'm learning lots and lots from your experience in the business.
I'm learning endless from you, friend. So thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just gonna go back to the makeup. Bye, everyone.
Take care. Look after yourself.
See you later. See you tomorrow. See you later, David.
Yeah, take care, Brian. Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Bye.